Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, keeping the volleyball talk going. Now we're talking with the new head coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowgirls, Jessica Nail, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem.
So obviously this is your first year as the head coach here at Clarion, your alma mater. You graduated from CGD, and just, you know, kind of coming into this year, what is it like for you to be able to lead your home program in a program that has been a very, very successful one, especially over the past 5 years?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting for me. I mean, I knew when we moved back that it was something I wanted to be a part of. Last year I got the opportunity to be an assistant coach, and, you know, sooner than I had planned, but here we are, head coach. And yeah, it's just a really cool experience being able to coach the program that I was a part of, and then also, you know, looking into the future, a program that, you know, my own kids are going to be a part of one day. So kind of going full circle here.
And as we take a look at your roster here coming into your first season, obviously there's been a lot of graduation. You lose a lot of really, really good talent. Lexi Lane, she's off now playing for DMAC. Clarissa Hasty is gone. Carly Lehman, who was your assist leader a year ago. You also throw in McKenna Hasty and Kennedy Turcha, who were a big part of this team a season ago that won the North Central Conference. And when you look at those stepping up to try and fill the shoes of those that are gone, how is that process gone, and who are some early players that are really going to vie to step up into those big roles?
Yeah, we definitely lost a lot, but I think that's also exciting too for these girls coming in. It's kind of their time to shine, and, you know, so far as we've kind of had some open gyms this summer, started our first day of practice today. You know, we still have Addie Oskelson back. She's a senior. She set for us last year. So I still see her kind of being in that setter role, as also, you know, maybe taking some more, being a hitter for us at the net too. We have Cindy Freeslavin, another senior. She played front row for us and really could play any position front row. So she's another one. We've seen a lot of leadership from her this summer. Indy Johnson, you know, she's just an outstanding back row player for us. She was libero last year. She's, you know, really been a leader in the back row for these girls. She was second team all conference last year, so we have her back. We have Asa Lyons as our third senior for us this year. She has not gotten varsity time yet, so I'm just excited for her to get that opportunity. You know, with such a big group of seniors, a lot of these girls haven't got their chance yet, but they've been putting in the time. You know, they've stuck it out, and I'm just really excited to see some new girls shine. We had Ellie Ennis in the front row on the right side last year. She's going to be another, you know, big one at the net. We, you know, hope to see her block helping us out in the middle this season. And we're just kind of excited to see. So there's a lot of open spots. So the girls have been working hard, and they're trying to prove themselves. And so it'll be exciting to see who else steps up.
And as we take a look at your initial schedule, it's kind of a slow start out of the gate. You guys are off for that first week where you can have competition until you guys host your home tournament that Saturday, August 26th. And it's not long before you guys jump right into North Central Conference action. August 31st, you guys are at Hampton, and then you're at Humble for what will prove to be probably another big showdown between your two programs coming up on September the 5th. And when you look at this early season slate, you know, you go tournament and then right into conference play. What's been the message to the girls about getting ready right away to go up against some really tough competition in conference?
Yeah, you know, we haven't looked a whole lot and talked about other, you know, teams really too much. Right now it's just instilling confidence. I mean, I have full faith and confidence in these girls that are going to be, you know, filling in these spots. But it's just kind of getting their confidence, building that confidence within themselves and then with each other. You know, some of them haven't played together, so it's just trusting each other and just enjoying playing together and just building each other up. I just think if we can keep that confidence and not always second-guessing themselves, again, when you haven't got that opportunity and they haven't had as many of those experiences, it's kind of easy to doubt yourself. So just building a good, strong team and just supporting each other, and I think that'll take us a long way. Obviously, we're going to have some inexperienced girls, but I just think as far as, you know, showing success right away, I think it's just being there for each other, trusting each other, supporting each other, and continuing to keep their heads up, even when things maybe don't go so great at times, is going to just take us a little bit farther.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here down the road this fall.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
That was Jessica Nail, the head volleyball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowgirls, here on Coach Speak. Back with more after this.